For decades, tuberculosis has extracted a heavy toll in India, although the disease is usually easily cured with an inexpensive six-month treatment of drugs. Nearly 2 million new patients are stricken with the disease every year in impoverished Indian communities, and 1,000 die every day. But an international panel of health experts that traveled through six Indian states this month to review the world's largest tuberculosis control program says the tide may finally be turning. World Health Organization officials say the program has prevented at least 1 million deaths in India from the disease in recent years, and the cure rate has increased dramatically to more than 80%. But a top international tuberculosis expert and senior member of the mission that reviewed the program, Fabio Luelmo, cautions that combating tuberculosis is a long-term battle.
You have to maintain this for about 50 years minimum to reduce tuberculosis, so it's not a major problem, because no matter what you do, tuberculosis reduces slowly, because a large part of the population is already infected. It needs sustainability.
WHO officials say the main battle against tuberculosis is being waged in five countries of South and Southeast Asia that account for the bulk of the worldwide cases. The five are India, Bangladesh, the Maldives, Burma and Indonesia. Jay Narayan is director for communicable diseases at WHO's Southeast Asia office in New Delhi. He says all these countries are making progress against the disease, and two, India and Indonesia, are showing particular success.
Most of the countries are making extremely good progress. I can say categorically that the global progress in TB control is being driven by the progress that is made in this region, led by India, followed by Indonesia.
The panel of international health experts, which included WHO officials, says the Indian government has expanded coverage of a successful treatment strategy through most of the country, enabling life-saving services and diagnosis to reach millions of people in remote rural communities. The strategy is called Directly Observed Treatment, or DOTS. It simply means that drugs are not handed out to patients themselves. Instead, the patients are asked to take their medicines at the nearest free clinic three times a week while a health worker watches. The reasoning behind this is simple. Patients often stop taking medicines as soon as they feel better, but before the disease-causing bacteria are completely killed, which can allow deadlier drug-resistant forms of bacteria to develop. The health workers make sure patients complete the entire course. Tuberculosis is one of the world's deadliest infectious diseases. A dramatic upsurge of the disease since the mid-1980s prompted the WHO to declare it a global emergency in 1993. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.